Klaus began to walk straight down the middle of the crowd.
"Wait!" Klaus called, moving with difficulty through the people. "Rule number 2493 clearly states that any person who is going to be burnt at the stake has the opportunity to make a speech right before the fire is lit."
"Yes!"
Violet cried from the right-hand side of the crowd.
"Let Shaq be heard!"
Officer Luciana stepped right in front of Violet, who almost bumped her head on the chief's shiny helmet. Beneath the visor of the helmet, Violet could see Luciana's lipsticked mouth rise in a very small smile.
"It's too late for that," she said,
and a few townspeople around her murmured in agreement. With a clunk of one boot, she stepped aside and let Violet see what had happened. From the left-hand side of the crowd, Sunny crawled over the shoes of the person standing closest to the jail, and Klaus peered over Mr. Lesko's shoulder to get a good look at what everyone was staring at. Jacques was lying on the ground, with his eyes closed, and two members of the Council of Elders were pulling a white sheet over him, as if they were tucking him in for a nap. But as dearly as I wish I could write that it was so, he was not sleeping. The Baudelaires had reached the uptown jail before the citizens of VFD could burn him at the stake, but they still had not arrived in the nick of time.